The Scallon Foundation has put out their annual Mapping Social Cohesion report this morning, finding that climate change is now the second largest concern of the Australian people. The report is in its 12th year and is the largest and longest running poll tracking public opinion on social cohesion, immigration, population and other social issues. The survey recorded a 9% jump in people with concerns regarding the environment, almost doubling last year's figure of 10%. Samantha Bracken has the story.
Climate change is top of mind for the Australian public, according to the Scanlon Foundation's 2019 report on social cohesion. This year's report drew on 3,500 participants, asking for their opinion on major issues affecting the country and its future. This year, climate change jumped up as the second most pressing issue for Australians. Andrew Marcus, research professor in the Faculty of Arts at Monash University and author of the report, says this suggests a significant change in the public mindset.
It asks, what do you think is the main problem facing Australia today? And we've been running this question since 2011. And each time, the economy has been the one that's been picked by most people, around 30%, give or take. And this year, climate change emerged as the number two issue. And what's interesting there is the degree of change. So it's jumped from 10% to close to 20% in just 1 year. And the way that this question works is very unusual to get that sudden movement. We've only actually found it once before.
In the context of the climate change issue, the Scanlon report also found there was an increased concern for overcrowding and population growth.
While people continue in the large majority endorsing the idea that immigration is good for Australia, it helps the economy, you know, it gives people new perspective, new ideas are brought by immigrants. All of those are strongly endorsed. 70 to 80% of people agree with that. 80% or more agree that multiculturalism is good for Australia. But there are concerns as well, and the concerns are particularly to do with overcrowding of cities, possible impact of immigration on house prices. Also concerned that immigration can have a negative impact on the environment.
Climate activist Elijah Smith from the School Strike for Climate group can attest to a rising concern for the future of the climate and says the group has endless climate-related issues they are campaigning for.
The one that comes to mind, the bushfires that are currently being seen in New South Wales and Queensland, they are diverse and so wonderful ecosystems that are to the point of collapsing, the Great Barrier Reef dying at monstrous levels that are unseen before.
Critically, the number of climate sceptics has dropped in this year's Scanlon report, a significant change since 2011, when climate change was again a pressing public issue in the context of the Rudd government's carbon tax.
In that context, in 2010-2011, a lot of people were sceptical about whether there was anything that needed to be done and whether there was, in fact, a major problem here. Now, what's happened in 2019 is they've just about disappeared. So 19% of respondents were indicating that they were concerned about climate change, and only 1% now are concerned that there might be some sort of overreaction.
Ultimately, the country's concern for climate change has resulted in significant efforts to raise awareness for the cause. Smith says strikes, speeches and social media campaigns are inspiring change.
The media is really latching on to the idea that we are facing a climate emergency and people are starting to talk about it. Families are starting to sit down and really addressing what we're actually facing. And our politicians are slowly but surely starting to catch on that it's the will of the people in a democracy to protect the earth.
Elijah Smith ending that story on public concern by Samantha Bracken and Kate Rafferty.